Blackstone Audio presents. Paco's Story by Larry Heineman. Then I heard a loud cry in our own language, and it said, "Do not touch me. I am Crazy Horse." Black Elk. From Black Elk Speaks. Foreword. A word to the reader. While preparing Paco's story for republication, I am again struck by the deep irony that I became a writer because of our war in Vietnam, not in spite of it. There are a number of writers who emerged from the war who feel the same. It is the sort of irony that reminds me of Ray Carver's sharp, wise remark about all this being simply gravy. Nice call, Ray. But I would rather think of myself as a storyteller, because that is what I do. In this, I'm like my one-armed, toothless grandfather, the retired farmer, who was already an old coot and a teller of extremely tall tales by the time I knew him. Grandpa Denton definitely had a knack for what contemporary literary critics refer to as magical realism. Samuel Clemens, the guy from Missouri, called them stretchers, the bedrock of all fiction. I was a soldier of the most ordinary kind, and the war took much away from me, but the war also gave me a story that simply would not be denied.